Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the Word of God. We're taking the time in these broadcasts to really pump in the truth about the Word of God. This Word is alive. This Word is full of power. This Word is Jesus coming to manifest Himself in you. And the activity of the Word, the miracle action of the Word, will bring forth change in your life. It will bring forth the promises of God in your life, and it will bring forth fruit that God desires in you. We've already seen in the last broadcast talking about the miracle action of the Word, how it worked to cause you to be born again. We're born again of the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, that lives and abides forever in you. Be sure that you receive the Word always as it is, the Word of truth. Don't ever reject it and believe it. It effectually works in those that believe. Remember that this Word is your life. It's your spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Just as Job said, that he esteemed the words of his mouth more than his necessary food. This is the attitude that we have to have. And we need to desire this Word. As newborn babes, we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word so we can grow thereby. And as you grow up, this is because you're going to take the Word and do it. The Bible says that everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Unskillful in this word. And that's because they haven't done it. If you're inexperienced and if you're not doing the word consistently, then you're still a baby, the Bible says. This is Hebrews 5:13. Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. These are the ones that grow up, even those who by reason of use, this is the habit of doing it consistently, they have their senses discerned, exercised to discern both good and evil. Remember Mary? She was the one who was a smart one. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She chose that which was needful for her. God's word, it's spirit, it is life, it's inspired of God. It's going to bring you doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. It's going to cause you to be thoroughly furnished unto doing all the works of God. Now, we were talking about at the conclusion of the last broadcast in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me say something about this again. It is important for you to study the word. Many Christians out there just read their scriptures, read a few chapters, and it's certainly good to read through the Bible and read 3 to 5 chapters, which is going to help you to get through the Bible like in a year. And that's important. If you've never done that, you need to do that. At the same time, don't let that be the extent of your studying the Bible. Just don't read your 3 chapters, put it away, and forget about it. No, you need to be studying God's Word, and that takes time. You're going to be spending an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes a day, in studying God's Word. Put forth some effort to study the Word so that you know what the Word says. And this is going to cause you to be approved unto God. This is also going to cause you to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And so important that you have the word and you know the word, the exact word of God, and you know the truth so you're not deceived. Remember, we were talking about if the blind follows the blind, they both fall in the ditch. This is why you just can't follow whatever so-and-so says. Say, I've heard lots of people say, well, my church believes such and such. Well, the question is not, what does your church believe? The question is this in line with the Word of God or not? Is this the truth? You can't just follow what the church says. Suppose the church is wrong and you're following the wrong thing, then you've missed it. This is an error to have that kind of an attitude. Every believer is responsible to get in the Word. Remember those that were more noble than the ones at Thessalonica, the Bereans? What did they do? They searched the Scriptures to see if the things that were said were so. It is your responsibility, regardless of who it is that you hear, that you must study the Word of God to be approved unto God, to check out and search the Scriptures to see if things are right, to rightly divide the word of truth. And do not follow the traditions of men. If you follow the traditions of men, you're going to make the word of God of none effect. In fact, this is what's happened. You know, a lot of religious groups that became denominations in past years, they were on fire to begin with, and then over time they began to get lukewarm because they moved away from the truth and began to follow the traditions of men. It is very important that you are on fire for the Lord and you do not let yourself follow the traditions of men. Mark 7:13 says, "You make the word of God of none effect through your tradition." Do not follow the traditions of men. Now, this word is powerful, and we're talking about the miracle action of the word in you. It's alive, it's quick, it's powerful. This word is working in you as it's transforming, changing your mind. It's being written in your heart and your mind by the Holy Spirit. It's coming to dwell in you, and this word, which is renewing you, is going to make a change in you. Now, you need to expect God's word to produce in you. Psalms 130, verse 5, he says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope." You need to have that hope. In his word do I hope. What's the source of hope? It's the Scriptures. Romans 15, verse 4 says, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." The word of God, the Scriptures, brings forth hope, and hope is the anchor of your soul. You need to have the word in you. That produces hope. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. How in the world can you release your faith and see God move and manifest his promises if you are not established in hope? And the source of hope is the Scriptures. Now, you need to understand, hope in the Bible is not our hope of today. The word today, hope, just means wishful thinking. I hope that this thing will work out for me. But the word in the Bible for hope is a Greek word, elpizo. This particular word is a word which means a confident expectancy. It means a confident expectancy, not a wishful thinking. Hope is a confident expectancy, but it is something which is future. It's a confident expectancy based on the Word of God. Now, your faith, when you release your faith, that is going to bring forth the miracle action of the Word to be manifest in you, and we're going to be talking about that. Your faith is what brings your hopes, what you confidently expect based on the promise, into being. You've got to get the Word in you, and the Word, remember, is written in your heart, producing faith, and it's written in your mind, which produces hope, because hope is the anchor of the soul. Hope is that helmet of salvation, which covers the area of your mind, while faith is that is of the heart. And this is why you have the Word written in two areas, in your mind and in your heart. You've got to have that hope in you, and then you release it with your faith as you speak forth and act upon the Word of God. So it's important that you have the Scriptures in you and that you're established in hope. That is the confident expectancy. When you get a promise, any promise it might be, hear this promise as you receive it. It gives you the confident expectancy that God will do this word and produce it in your life. Praise the Lord. See, God's magnified his word above his name, and his word is going to come to pass. Now, as you hear the word of God, not only does it produce hope, as we've mentioned, it also produces faith. Romans 10:17 says this, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." As you're hearing the word of God, that is also going to produce faith. Again, faith is of the heart, hope is of the soul realm. It is of the mind as the word is produced in you. Now, Acts 20:32 says that this is the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. God's word will build you up, and it will give you the inheritance that belongs to you in the Lord. Now, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13 says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Be sure that you don't reject God's word. Be sure that you take hold of the word, and you do it. He that fears the commandment will be rewarded. And it's very important that you have the fear of the Lord. You're going to hate evil, but you're going to love the word of God. Just like Psalms 1:2, his delights in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night. Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth," but you're going to meditate in it day and night. And you're going to observe to do all that is written therein. Just in John 8:31, Jesus really is given the same principle when he says, "If you continue in my word, you continue it in your mind, you continue it in your mouth, you continue in doing it, then are you my disciples. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Praise the Lord. Now, when you take hold of God's Word, you have it in your heart, you have it in your mind, this Word is going to be producing life in you. The miracle action of the Word, it will produce fruit. Now, the devil will try to come in and take the Word out, but you've got to hold fast to it. You've got to guard your heart so the devil can't come in and steal the Word out. And this is because you're a hearer and a doer of God's Word. When you hear and do it, then you're going to be built on the rock. Remember, we saw that scripture. The one who is a hearer and a doer, his house is built upon a rock. When the flood arises, when the stream beats vehemently against you, it will not shake you because you're founded upon a rock. But if you're a hearer and not a consistent doer, then the enemy will be able to come in and the ruin of the house will be great because you will fall in time of temptation when the enemy comes. Now, for this miracle action of the Word, we need to start speaking God's Word. You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the word there is rhema, the spoken Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the spoken Word of God. We're going to speak God's Word against the enemy. And when we speak God's Word, the angels go into operation. Psalms 103, verse 20 says, "Bless the Lord, he is angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." The angels hearken to the voice of the Word of God. When you speak God's Word, the angels are listening. You have an audience with God. When you speak God's Word, the angels will hearken unto the voice, because that word goes up to him and he confesses that before the angels. The angels always hearken to the voice of the Word. This is why you've got to learn to speak God's Word, and this brings the miracle action of it. The activity of the Word will work in your life because God's power will start to go into operation. The angels that minister for you, the heir of salvation, will go forth to bring that to pass and accomplish the will of God according to the Word in your life. So it's important that you get the Word in you, study the Word, be a doer of the Word. Allow this Word to dwell in you. It produces hope as it's written in your mind. It's producing faith as it's in your heart. And you want to start speaking it and doing what it says. When the angels will hearken to it, and they will bring forth the promise of God in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today,